The White House says humanitarian aid will flow into Iraq once the main gateway, the port of Umm Qasr, is declared safe. An extensive demining operation is underway. President Bush had hoped to see the first massive shipments of aid reach Iraq by now, but White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says the main entry point must be checked for Iraqi mines.
Coalition forces are currently sweeping for the port for mines, a necessary prelude to allowing incoming humanitarian traffic.
He says two Iraqi tugboats carrying mines have already been intercepted. British commanders in the region say the port has now been secured, but Mr. Fleischer says ships cannot enter until the demining operation is complete.
It's a question of the mines, not the fighting on the ground. It's a question of the mines.
He says for the time being, American forces are delivering rations one by one to needy Iraqis they encounter. He says getting shiploads of food and medicine into the country is a priority, along with establishing distribution networks. The White House spokesman says all this could have been accomplished sooner if the Iraqi regime was more concerned about the lives of its people.
This is a real sign of what the Iraqi regime will do. They are willing to block their own ports, starve their own people, stop humanitarian aid from getting through. All the efforts that we are making in the middle of a shooting war to feed the Iraqi people are a reflection on how the United States and our allies fight wars.
He spoke on a day when the White House dispatched the president's national security advisor to the UN for talks with Secretary General Kofi Annan. Mr. Fleischer said Condoleezza Rice's discussions at the UN focused on the humanitarian situation in Iraq, the suspended oil for food program, and the outlook for the country once the war is over. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.